Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Gilmore Girls Revisited.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Carissa. And we're both so excited to chat with you guys about the amazing and wonderful world that is Gilmore Girls.
And nothing says fall like rewatching Gilmore Girls and talking about it because COVID, you know, we need to have some fun projects.
Yeah, seriously, nothing says quarantine like starting a new podcast.
Yay! Oh yeah, and Carissa and I are friends. We're not strangers from the internet, which we do welcome strangers from the internet to come and join us. What's actually really cool is that Gilmore Girls first appeared on TV 20 years ago today, October 5th.
So it's kind of crazy to see how timeless this show really is, because 20 years later and we're still finding it super relevant,
yeah,
super interesting, and we still love it.
Still love it, still obsessed, hence the podcast.
So the show summary reads as, Lorelai begrudgingly turns to her parents for financial help after daughter Rory is accepted at a private school. Lorelai's parents agree to help, but at a price. And this episode kind of talks a little bit about, you know, you kind of start to see the relationships develop, and it really sets the tone for not only the season, but really the series and how everything kind of takes shape.
Yeah, and one of the cool things that we see is how Lorelai runs her own business and how she manages her work relationship. So what's really cool about the show is that we see Lorelai, her family aspect, both with Rory and with her parents, but we also see how she is at work, and that includes a lot of her closest friends. And again, the biggest part of Gilmore Girls is Stars Hollow, that little community that's filled with very quirky and sometimes annoying characters, let's be real.
So this episode really kind of centers on Rory's acceptance into Chilton. She really spends one day at a public school in this entire series. And she, you know, reflects on herself kind of being this like big fish in a small pond, being at Stars Hollow, that small pond, and then kind of moving into a world where she's kind of like the small fish into a big pond, into this kind of new world.
Bougie school, Hartford.
I mean, uniforms, what are they?
She's oddly excited about her uniform, but yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, so one thing I noticed is how different the first episode looks like from the rest of the series. I don't know if you noticed that same thing, Carissa. Just to me, it had a little bit of a different vibe. It looked more, not that it looked gloomier, but it kind of felt like a different show.
There was like a sort of haze. I will give you that. Yeah, there was like a slight haze, a grayish tone.
Yeah, and then Lorelai's house inside wasn't as pretty, but I love how that first scene when Lorelai's walking in Stars Hollow, she's at Luke's. And then the last scene of that episode, Lorelai is at Luke's eating with Rory. So I thought he was so cute. Like, spoiler alert, if you saw the last episode of the series, that's the way the show ends. The show ends with Lorelai and Rory having dinner at Luke's. Technically, it's breakfast, but they're having breakfast at Luke's, and I thought it was so cute.
And
it's
coffee's like a 360. Always involved, so, you know.
Always the coffee.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Always
breakfast,
coffee.
Lunch, and dinner. And then speaking of Luke, so Luke is the owner of Luke's, his own restaurant. It used to be his dad's hardware store, so I thought it was really cool how in the first episode they actually showed William's hardware sign a little bit more obvious than the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, since in the beginning it's like his dad's restaurant in the pilot episode, but then as the series goes on, you know it as Luke's. Like, sometimes they don't really talk about how that used to be his dad's old business or building. So I think it's cool how they just kept showing it as his. So it's Luke's, it's not really his dad's. So I always thought that was pretty cool. But what did you think about Luke when you first watched it? And what do you think about Luke now?
Well, you know, I always thought he rocked a baseball cap backwards. Like, I thought that always looked good on him.
and his plaid.
Always wore plaid. I mean, he looked like fall. He
very
always
trendy.
Looked fally. You know, honestly, his demeanor always just, it was so prominent to me. Like, he was just always so grumpy. But, like, lovingly grumpy,
yeah,
angry grumpy.
I think if I watched it as a teenager, I wouldn't be as obsessed with him, Mr. Grumpy. But he's so caring. Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, we get to meet Luke. And then something that I thought was really, when I first watched it, that I thought it was very odd, that at first I thought it was very odd that they included that, was that scene with Lorelai getting hit on.
Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
I thought that was weird, too. But then Lorelai was 32 when the show started. So she was 32.
Wow.
And we're in our late 20s. So
we're closer to Lorelai's age than we are to Rory.
Yeah, by a long shot.
When the show started.
By a long shot. So now it's like, okay, I get it now. She's so young, obviously.
Yeah. It's a compliment.
Lorelai's beautiful. Sometimes it could be a compliment. No, but then the weird part was when Rory was hit on by the same dude.
Yeah. So either she...
And she looks like a baby. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, WB, I get it. You're trying to make it seem like they're so young. They're like sisters or something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They definitely, in that scene, I particularly loved how they, like, you can get a sense that they can finish each other's sentences because they had this whole skit of, like, you know, she's 16, and she's like, are you my daddy?
Oh, yeah. It's like they've done it before.
Yeah, they've done this before.
Yeah. No, I love that. Yeah. And then I guess the only thing else that's very prominent that we haven't mentioned is the music. So Carole King does the music, but throughout the show and throughout, like, all the episodes, there's really cool songs. A lot of those songs, I honestly did not know. I did not know of them before the show, so I definitely need to try to find that Gilmore Girls playlist on Spotify so I could actually, like, know the names of the artists and stuff. But have you been... So you've been to the East Coast around that area.
Well, if you consider D.C.
Oh, okay.
Which some people in D.C. would not consider the East Coast. But, so, yeah, I mean, watching Gilmore Girls is really, like, my first taste of, like, the East Coast of, like... What a small town little community with, like, mostly white people look
have
like.
You been to a small... So, for people that don't know, we're both city girls, Chicago.
Like, small is, like, a million people.
Yeah. So, like, for me, I've never pictured myself as a small town girl. That type of atmosphere was never calling me or anything like that. But yet... Stars Hollow is so cute. So, I don't know. I have, like, nothing to compare it to.
I literally Googled to see if it was an actual town in Connecticut. Because yeah. I was like, this place is so cute. And, like, they made it seem so realistic. Like, Lorelai was, like, taking a class in Hartford. And I was like, well, that's in Connecticut. Like, mm-hmm. Stars Hollow in Connecticut? I was wrong, guys.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, like, little small towns that kind of resemble it. Because I've seen in a Facebook group, shout out to the Gilmore Girls Facebook group, a lot of people actually go and take pictures over there. But something to add to our bucket list.
It's like going to visit Forks, Washington, because Twilight took place in Forks. That's how I felt about Stars Hollow. I was like, please let this be a real place. And it's not. But there's places like that.
Going to Beverly Hills just because of Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
Different podcast idea. So now, what I find really cool, when I first started watching the show, I thought the most fun stuff was the Rory being at school aspect because I was young and a student. But one of the first things we see is Lorelai working at the Independence Inn as, like, executive manager. So I think it's really cool to see how she is as a boss.
Right.
What do you think about her leadership style?
Well, I think it was cool how they, like, right off the bat establish her as, like, a working mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and somebody who looks like she thoroughly enjoys what she does. Like, she seemed like she has been there for quite some time. It seems established. A good rapport with, like, everyone that works there, people that come in to visit. So, you know, it was really cool for her to kind of portray, like, the sense of, like, you know, I raised my kid on my own, but, like, I'm a working mom. And, like, and you could tell she's moved up. She's, like, wearing, like, a pantsuit, real boss.
Yeah, she has a really cool outfit.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. And then kind of seeing, like, her working relationship with Michelle, not to be confused with my co-host. My co-host here. And Sookie, which I think are two really fun and dynamic characters.
Yes, I love Sookie and Michelle. They're so fun. and they bring something that's not as serious. Like, they have, well, Suki ends up having a little bit more complex storylines as the series goes on, but they're just so fun, and they love Lorelai, even though Michelle may not want to admit it. Mm-hmm. They care for them. They care for Rory. So I think it's really cool to see that dynamic. And I thought there was this one scene where Lorelai was talking to the phone with, like, a vendor or something. Mm-hmm. I just love how straight up she was from it. She's like, no, you didn't fix this. Like, if you would have fixed this, I would have remembered. So this is free, right?
Yeah.
I just love that she doesn't let anybody take advantage of her, even though she could have.
I mean, it's so easy these days to be like, okay, you know, you're right, don't worry about it. But she was just like, yeah, no, remember, you didn't fix it this last time, so this is going to be free, right?
Yeah.
And then I was always so, like, Michelle, like, who is this, like, French person in Stars Hollow? Like, what is his international, like, what is he
what's
doing
his story?
There?
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think we ever really get into it.
No, we get to learn a little bit about Michelle, but we never get to hear his backstory.
No.
I haven't really figured out what it was, but I think he's so cool. He loves Celine Dion, which we're going to find out later. But I think it's really cool to see how Lorelai is as a boss, and then in that same scene, both in Independence Inn, how she is as a mom.
Right.
And just as cool and calm and collected as she is at work, that's the same way she kind of is as a mom for the most part. So I know for me personally, I never had, like, my mom's cool, but she's not young and cool like that. So for me, I never really saw that. Like, to me, sometimes I felt that Lorelai blurred the lines a little bit too much. But in the first episode, we see that, like, at first they're super cool with each other, and then Rory meets a boy, which we're going to talk about that later. And then there's, like, some weird awkwardness between them, and I don't know if it's because of Lorelai's background, which we're going to discuss in a little bit, or is it because it's Rory has a crush and it's weird to talk about it with her mom. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you had, like, any specific point of view on that.
So, like, Lorelai always seesawed between, like, mom, best friend. Like, she always tried to strike a really even balance between both, because she was such a young mom, and she also had to remember, like, wait, I am a mom. And I think you see that with, you know, her putting her foot down because Rory, like, you know, meets a cute boy, and she doesn't want to go to Chilton anymore. And, like, she was so excited to go to Chilton, and Lorelai kind of puts her foot down and says, like, no, you're going to go. And then seeing her be, like, her best friend when Rory needs, like, a chapstick, and Lorelai's like, well, I've got, like, cotton candy.
Yeah.
And, like, pick your Smucker's flavor, essentially.
Yes.
So that was, you know, you see that throughout, and I think the first episode really shows how, like, you know, I'm your friend, but I'm also your mom, and there's, like, that gets tripped up in a lot of ways, you know?
My house, my rules.
Right. And I feel like my mom was kind of always like that. So shout out to you, mom. Like, we're, like, always, you know, she'll remind me and will not forget to remind me, like, I'm your mom. But then, like, be like, okay, so, like, what's up? What's the tea?
But speaking of this boy, what do you think about Dean? So Dean is also supposed to be from Chicago. Hey, what's up, Dean? Come hang out with us. And it's so funny. Again, shout out to the Gilmore Girls Facebook group. Somebody took a screenshot later on. They see a letter that he sends back to his grandma's house. And the zip code, it's, he doesn't live in the suburbs. It's literally like 606 something.
Uh-oh.
And I think I Googled it, and then it was somewhere on the south side.
Okay.
So our little south side boy, yes, represents.
I'm sure he went to like if you would have stayed in Chicago, he would have gone to like St. Lawrence. Or
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Rita.
Somewhere around there.
Monk
or Catholic school boy.
Right.
But yeah, we meet Dean, and I think what was really cool is that he looked so cool with his like leather jacket, Mr. Rebel Without a Cause. Noticing Rory, catching her off guard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he looked so cool, and I think their interaction, like, Rory seems so innocent, and he seemed like, he didn't look like a player, but he seemed Mr. Cool Dude. I don't know. What were your thoughts on Dean?
I mean, there was an air of confidence about him. Mm-hmm. You know, he just was like, he really kind of took Rory off guard a little bit, because he was just, like, so upfront, and, like, She, like, he was just so Chicago. He was just like, let me tell it to you straight. Like,
yeah.
I like you, girl. Like, he made it very obvious. And, you know, Dean just was, is so wholesome. Like, out of all the guys, and there are other guys.
No
just,
comment.
he was, like, the most wholesome to me. Like, I liked him.
Yeah.
He's a soft place in my heart.
Yes. And then one of the things that I noticed, so Rory literally did make the most out of her last day of school, because that's when she met him. And you could tell, like, the dynamics that was in Stars Hollow High seemed very similar to, like, a regular public school. Like, some of the girls weren't paying attention. They were doing their nails and all of that. Rory just seemed so over it. She was just so dedicated to her school. But then how you mentioned before, like, Rory, when in this episode, Rory is, like, a bright, smart kid, and she's going to a public school in a small town, and her classmates don't seem as motivated. So when she gets into Chilton, I think she mentioned at some point how she was so excited to get into Chilton because that's the best way she's going to get into Harvard. So she already had the long-term game, and she knew that in order for me to get to this Ivy League school, I need to go to this private institution. And I was kind of shocked, I guess maybe not shocked, but I was kind of impressed with Lorelai, how supportive she was, because then we start getting to know more of her background of her parents. So Lorelai isn't Miss small town girl born and raised. She actually grew up in Hartford, and the way that she grew up is completely different than how she is raising Lorelai. I mean, she's raising, Lorelai's raising Rory.
Well, Lorelai the second.
Lorelai, I knew I didn't mess up. Lorelai the second. She named her after me.
Yeah, so, you know, just as an FYI, when we talk about Rory, her first name is actually also Lorelai.
Lorelai.
Because her mom was like, well, if men can name their sons after themselves, then, you know what, I'm going to name my daughter after myself, too, because boss.
Yeah, and then we do get to meet Lorelai's parents, Emily and Richard Gilmore. Just from the start, I remember that scene clearly of Lorelai and Rory going to Friday night dinner for the first time, and they're standing in front of this massive house, and they just stand there and they're like, is this really it? So what are your thoughts? Like, obviously they were overwhelmed to be there. They look kind of like strangers in the beginning, and Richard and Emily both made comments about Lorelai, like, what are you doing here? Is it a holiday? Is it Christmas already? Mm-hmm. So obviously Lorelai doesn't have the best relationship with her parents, but what were your thoughts about it either during the show or afterwards, like once you get a little bit older, about how that dynamic was specifically in that first episode where we only technically just get a glimpse of what that was?
Well, without, like, putting aside what I know, what happens, mm-hmm. right? I thought that they were super toxic. I thought, like, her parents were so sarcastic. Like, my daughter's at my doorstep. It must be a holiday. Like, why else is she here? Like, did I miss Easter? Like, is it Christmas? And that's just, like, so off-putting to me. Like, you know, just to hear that from, like, a parent. But at the same time, you know, you're like, okay, so obviously Lorelai doesn't come around often. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the tea there? You know, I think that they right away, like, even, like, their demeanor, like, having afternoon tea, like, they just seem, like, very, like, too, like, very structured, and the way, like, Lorelai seems to live her life is, like, quite the opposite. So, you can definitely tell there's clash, there's differences of, like, views on life and how to live it.
Lorelai seems like such a loving person, whether it's with Suki or Michelle or with, Luke or anybody else, as we get to know more of the characters and she gets to, we get to see those relationships with other people. Mm-hmm. She seems so down to earth, so loving, so caring. So it's such a stark difference to see that with her parents. And then for me, like, it's obvious that they don't have the best relationships. They have this really awkward conversation at dinner where they started going to Friday night dinner because Emily and Richard are going to end up paying for Rory's tuition at Chilton. And then Lorelai just talks and talks about how she didn't feel, she felt trapped in the environment where she was at. And then, but at some point, because Lorelai ended up getting pregnant at 16, And obviously, she knew how to handle herself. She has her own business. She has her own home and everything like that. But she did that despite of her parents. And I know she mentioned that she had that family support, that they said that Christopher, who is Lorelai's ex-boyfriend, Rory's father, mentioned it before. We're like, he was going to work for your father's company. You guys were all set. We had everything. We had all the support. You had to leave us. And I'm not sure if they actually mentioned in this episode, but that Lorelai left to work as a maid. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned, well, now she's manager and she's risen up and worked really hard to get where she's at. But there's kind of like this resentment where Lorelai didn't feel comfortable being at her own home. And it is kind of heartbreaking because at one point, Emily mentions that Lorelai just left out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, like in that episode, it's kind of vague. But then later on during the series, we get to know a little bit more. And for me, it's hard to say like, oh my gosh, I don't like Emily and Richard. Or they're so toxic. Lorelai needs to cut it out. So for me, throughout the series, it was very easy to see Emily and Richard's side of it from parents. And at a certain point, I felt like Lorelai
was like, still like the rebellious 16-year-old.
Yeah, she, being in that environment, she, como se hizo joven. Like, she became, like, younger instead of being her boss ass. No bad words. Her, like, boss woman attitude. It's like she
reverted being to, like,
yeah.
There is definitely, like, in the presence of her parents, like, sometimes she would throw, like, small little tantrums. And, like, for me, like, the way I saw it was, like, looking back, is that they didn't, the best way they knew how to love her was to be, like, critical of making sure, like, that she did things a certain way, because, like, that's all they knew. Mm-hmm. They knew a certain way, and, like, they really wanted Lorelai to do the same. And when she got pregnant, you know, they wanted her, obviously, that was not written in the plan. So
they were in crisis mode.
They were in crisis mode. So they're like, okay, now you have to marry this man, and then he's going to join the family business, and, like, it'll be good. And, like, everyone in our circle won't talk about it. Like, no chisme. Like, it'll be fine. But
I mean, there was going to be a little bit.
There was always going to be a little bit. I mean, a 16-year-old. Yeah. You know, there's going to be some chisme, but it would have been covered up. Now, you know, Lorelai decides, but pretty unconventionally, decides, like, look, the best way for us to live our life and to, like, try to achieve our dreams is for us not to, like, get into this marriage out of force, mm-hmm. just because we have a daughter. You know, I think Lorelai knew, like, how different they were, and they weren't ready to
be,
like,
teenagers.
They were teenagers, yeah.
Like, strong commitment.
Strong commitment at 16, you know. I think it would have been much easier just to, like, raise your kid with the support of your parents, but she didn't have that, and she didn't want to do what her parents, like, suggested and wanted her to do. So she took it into her own hands and dipped to Stars Hollow.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out well. Obviously, she has her job and everything. And I think for, like, the next segment that we're gonna keep including in most episodes, it's the fashion. So Lorelai is very fashionable. Sometimes we get to see really cool outfits. I think for this episode, the only thing we got was Rory's quotation marks muumuu sweater, according to Lorelai. But I love that sweater. It was like an oversized, beigey, like, knitted sweater.
I loved it.
I loved it. I thought it was so cool. I
literally thrifted a sweater like that, and I thought of it looking like Rory's. Like, I love that aesthetic.
Yeah, so that comment did not age Lorelai Gilmore. So Lorelai and her parents aren't the only less than perfect relationship. We also meet Lane, Rory's BFF from Stars Hollow.
Yeah. Lane is this, like, super quirky, like, super into music individual who comes from, like, an immigrant family. And you really kind of see this, like, dynamic of, like, an immigrant family in a small, like, small town America, and, like, trying to, like, assimilate and trying to, you know, do, like, what's right based off, like, their standards. Like, she's a Korean, like, Lane is a Korean American.
Korean Christian.
Yeah. She's a Korean American who's an evangelical, yes. Living in a small town where her family is, like, very evangelical, and she kind of is is like almost parallels Lorelai's life a little bit, because she views life very differently than her parents. And not that she rebels, but she like hides like music under her floorboards because it's not like Christian, and changes like there's a scene where she like leaves her house in like a very plain shirt, and then as soon as she's like out of visibility from her mom, puts on like a Woodstock t-shirt.
Yes.
And she's just like, okay, now I can go to school. Like, I'm dressed appropriately.
Yeah. Lane is very cool, and she seems like very supportive of Rory. And we're going to see, she's going to become like a key character throughout the show. But the really cool thing is we don't get to meet Lane's dad, but yeah. We do get to see her, that they're setting her up. So we're, even though she is living in Stars Hollow and there's a lot of white people, her parents are hustling to find her a man.
Yeah. Another Korean man.
Yes.
And that's, she's educated. 16. So like they're thinking for the future. So it's super interesting, and you can tell like how like her mom's like really scary, but they're super hardworking, and like they have their own store, and yes, she's a hustler. She hustles. She's like always trying to like get the best price for their antiques. Like she's a boss in her own way, and I think the best way like she knows how, like as an immigrant woman, like just hustling.
There's a scene where Lane and Rory go to Lane's home, and then Rory mentions like, oh, your mom just doesn't like me or something, and then Lane says, oh no, she just doesn't trust unmarried women. Like, Rory's mom. But that's the thing with Mrs. Kim. Like, she's super straightforward, and she's not going to, like, lie to your face or say something to your face. And it's really cool because you get to see a little bits of their culture as the series goes on.
Yeah, so, it was really interesting, like, just to see that, because I don't really think you really get to see that kind of cultural immersion sometimes, especially, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, no, I mean, speaking of culture, the show's very white. So even though we have Lane, who is from Korean descent, I can't, other than Michelle, who's black, but they don't really talk about his ethnicity as much. They talk more about his nationality because he's French.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I can't think of any other ethnicities or different cultures other than like Stars Hollow.
Yeah, there's
in
not
Hartford,
much.
Connecticut.
There's not much of a of an ethnic population.
Yeah, and that seems very common with like the 2000 shows.
I feel like if Gilmore Girls was redone in like 2020, it would look so different.
I mean, it wasn't redone, but that's gonna be like the last episode.
Right.
If we make it that far, we're gonna be going into that. I don't want to say a mess, but the gift that keeps on giving, that is the year in the life. So I think we pretty much covered it all in the first episode. The main highlight is the first Friday night dinner, and they're going to have Friday night dinners at Emily Gilmore's and Richard Gilmore's house, Lorelai's parents, every single Friday. So it'd be really cool to see how that grows.
And I think each dinner provides a platform for a new plot, for something to come out. Like, those dinners are like super significant because like you get like the whole family together in like one scene, so you know something's about to happen. Something interesting will come up.
Yeah. And then one thing we forgot to mention, so we kind of got a taste of Emily's character. We didn't get to see that much of Richard's character. He just seems like a tall, very prominent person. But I did notice this one scene, and it ended up being in like the title opening scene, where he's reading his newspaper and he hands a piece of the newspaper to Rory, and Rory loves to read. So I thought that was so cute. Yeah. And like, oh, you understand her.
And you'll see, even like there's a season where her and Richard, as in Rory and Richard, really kind of bond a little bit, because there's something develops between Lorelai and Rory, and she finds like some comfort. And I think there's a lot of like resemblance between her grandpa and her. And they kind of just get each other, because a lot of the animosity really just is with Lorelai and her mom, Emily.
Yeah, and I think that's something, not to delve into her own personal stuff that much, but with your grandparents, you have a different relationship.
Yeah.
Like, the relationship that your parents and their parents have with each other is completely different than what the children have with the grandparents. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really cool how that continues to play out. And at certain points, Rory is in the middle between them.
Right.
And then it's just interesting to see how Lorelai is fine and is very supportive of Rory going into private school. So she's going to be going into this private school. And she's going to be going to Friday night dinner at her parents. And it's like she stayed away from that world, but now they're slowly going in. So I think it's really cool how that's happening. Meanwhile, they're continuing to live in Stars Hollow, which is like a very grounded place. So I think that really like sets up everything really great. And then I think the last thing we have that we noticed, a lot of Gilmore Girls fans noticed throughout, is all the number of pop culture references that there are. There's actually like a running list somewhere on the internet where it's like every single reference that is made on Gilmore Girls. But I think for this episode, the only thing that I got was mentioning Moby Dick. Rory reads a ton, so we're going to see a lot of like books and authors. They mention Chicago and they mention Oprah because Oprah lives in Chicago and she had her show in Chicago. They mention the book Madame Bovary, and then Rory makes this weird reference to Dean. It's like Dean is over here trying to be flirty and she gets scared, like she gets shocked by him or something, scared by him, and she makes a reference to Rosemary's Baby. Have you seen it?
Is that a scary movie?
It's a thriller. It's a scary movie. And I think
it's scary. I have not seen it.
I think I watched it, like, I was falling asleep with my sisters or something. I was just napping during the day and it was on the background. So the fact that she mentioned a super scary movie when she was talking to this guy that she likes, it's just, I don't know. I feel like her flirting style is a little bit different than Lorelai's. We already get to see the difference between them. And then just to finish it up, what was your favorite scene of the episode?
Oh my gosh. I think when they close out the night with some chili fries and coffee, like Luke's...
It's a mood.
It's a mood. Luke's is a comfort spot. Like there's something just so homey, just seeing them two, you know, at the table. Like, I don't know. I always love when they close out any scene like at Luke's in any episode.
Yeah, Luke is awesome.
Because Luke's there, and that's comforting.
He's so cool. Yeah, with his backwards hat.
His flannel.
Yeah. No, he's so cool. Luke fan club over here. I think my favorite scene, it was my favorite scene for a really long time, was when they're at Stars Hollow High, and like that's when like Rory drops her book, and Dean picks it up, and that's the first time they make eye contact together. Like, I remember I was like 18 when I watched it. I'm like, oh, what is this? Like, oh my god, that's so cute. I was so obsessed. I'm like, what is this? So I thought it was really cool how it was just something so slight, and right away you notice the connection.
The intense
eye contact. Oh, and that like young feeling of like she just sees this one person who she's never noticed before because she's been too into her books. And he's been noticing her in a non-creepy way, quotation marks. I just thought it was very, like, high school, but in a good way. Innocence.
Yeah.
Innocence. So now that we shared our favorite scenes, we want you to tell us what was your favorite scene or who are your favorite characters so far in the first episodes or at all.
Follow us on Instagram, Gilmore Girls Revisited, and join the conversation.
Join the conversation. Let us know. We want to hear from you.
So thanks for joining us on our pilot of our podcast as we talked about
season 1, episode 1 of Gilmore Girls. So this is Gilmore Girls Revisited. Thank you.
Bye.